Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P NFL Draft Blast. We have a very interesting and talented guest. He's the former Florida State Seminoles defensive end, originally recruited as a highly touted tight end, but he made the switch while he was down in Tallahassee. It's none other than Jalen Wilkerson. And excited to bring him on and find out what kind of made him decide to forego his eligibility and his thoughts moving forward. And is he going to still kind of – I know all these guys want to – I mean, if they want these guys to be a long snapper, they're going to do anything they can to get on the field. But I wonder how much that tight end background still kind of lies in him moving forward in terms of this draft process, because, you know, it's not one of those unforeseen things when pro days roll around, scouts are on campus, they're putting guys through drills, and, you know, some guys might want to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to do some receiver drills, or I'm going to do some DB work. And for him, I wonder if he's going to run some routes, or he's just going to stick to defensive end and kind of do his thing. But those are all some of the things that we're going to find out when Jalen calls in and we break this thing down with these former Florida State defensive end slash tight end, Jalen Wilkerson. Earlier today, we had some great guests on. We had the Vanderbilt defensive end, Jonathan Wynn. Great young man. I suggest you go back and listen to that. Simply type in his name, Blog Talk iTunes. You can find it there, as all the other shows. But, you know, you guys know the drill. You type in the player's name, Blog Talk Radio, type in the player's name, iTunes, and the NFL Draft Blast is going to pop up. And then you can find all the shows, past, present, continue to go there, because you're going to find out the shows that come across. And we'll be down at the Scouting Combine in a few days. Tuesday, we'll be heading down to Indianapolis. The Combine actually starts on Wednesday morning. They'll be bringing players, I think running backs and quarterbacks are the first group to go through Thursday, and then those guys will be working out later throughout the week. So one of the fun times. Different format, too, for the Combine. They used to do it at Lucas Oil. Really tight. Thought it was unorganized. You'd get in there early in the morning, and then you would just kind of wait for these guys to periodically come through. I mean, you knew the position, but you had no idea when any of the guys were going to come. So it was just kind of a wait and see thing. And it was just a long day. It's tedious. Probably one of the worst events to cover. And it's ironically one of the only events where you're actually covering it, but you really don't cover the actual combine itself. You're kind of covering just the interviews. But, you know, usually if you're covering a game or any other sporting event, you know, you're kind of covering it. But with that said, the former Florida State standout, Jalen Wilkerson, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Jalen, what's it like knowing that, you know, your teammates are going to be preparing for spring football in the not-too-distant future, and you're getting yourself prepared for the NFL draft?
Man, it's an amazing feeling. You know, I still stay in touch with my guys back at Florida State, but it's an amazing feeling being able to get ready to say I'm preparing for the NFL draft.
Nice. Have you always been a kid that was a little bit more athletic than the others? I mean, growing up playing sports, were you always that kid that was just a little bit better?
I mean, I wouldn't say better. Just I've always been that kid that always, you know, was determined to do whatever I put my mind to. And my determination would have gotten me where I am today.
Definitely. It's gotten you pretty far. I mean, we're talking about the NFL draft, and it's only a few months away, so that hard work is paying off. The size, have you always had the size? I mean, sometimes you got to grow into the man body that you have now, but you were always a little bit bigger than everybody else, or did you grow into that later?
I've always been a little bigger than everybody. You know, of course, like you said, I had to grow into the body, but I've always been, you know, bigger than everybody else that I play with.
Nice, nice. So kind of take us through this, because, I mean, you're an interesting guy, and I'm sure you shocked a lot of people. You know, when you made the decision that you were going to go pro, you know, when did that kind of sink in for you? I mean, when did that idea saying, you know what, I think my best path for me personally is to kind of forego my eligibility and dive into this?
It was a decision that I plundered upon this past season, you know, and as I kept praying for peace on my decision, you know, and I went through it. I had a pretty solid season with helping my team each and every Saturday. By the time the end of the season had come, I was pretty much, you know, excited and pretty much confident in my decision that I was going to make.
Nice, nice. And usually on this show, but Florida State was a unique thing, I think, this year. I mean, you guys opened up the season against Alabama 1-2. you know, I think we all had the envision, you know, that you guys would be playing again for the national championship. What was it like, just the season and the expectations not being met?
I mean, it was kind of different, but like I said, I always, you know, stayed determined and stayed persistent on what I, you know, had at the end goal, and that was to, like I say, help my team each and every Saturday compete, you know, with great competition in and out.
Nice. Excellent stuff. Once again, Jalen Wilkerson, Florida State defensive end, formerly tight end, Seminole standout here on the C2P. And I'm so excited to kind of talking about this versatility that you bring to the table. And right before you called in, I was telling the listeners out there, you know, when pro day rolls around, it's not unheard of for guys to do multiple tasks. You know, some guys want to do a little DB work and wide receiver work. You know, you kind of want to show off all your skills. During your pro day, I mean, are you strictly focused on defensive end? Have you completely said no more tight end? Or is that still an option on the table that you're going to look at?
It's still an option on the table that I'm going to look at. And even at pro day, I'm going to look to compete against all the positions on the D-line.
Nice. So you plan on doing tight end too, or just defense?
If I'm asked to do it, I'm more than open to be able to whatever I can do to help any team that possibly are interested in me.
Excellent. Hey, man, that's what they want to hear, Jalen. I mean, versatility is the key in this process. Getting on the field, if they can use you in one way or another, it always helps. For you, I mean, coming out of high school, I mean, were any other schools looking at you for anything else besides tight end? And how did you know Florida State was going to be your best fit?
I had a couple of schools. Most of them, like, I was highly recruited as a tight end, but as I explored my options through other schools and took different visits, State was just a place that I felt at home and felt that I could grow not only as a football player, but as a great student and as a great young man. And in my years at Florida State, I had the honor to be able to play up under Coach Fisher. You know, I played for Coach Brad Long and Coach Kelly. You know, I learned a lot from them guys. Not, like I said, not only did I learn football, but they taught me how to be a better man as well.
Excellent stuff. For you, I ask this question of every guest that's ever come on our show. I mean, if we put you in the film room, what are scouts going to love about you when they watch tape? I mean, what are the traits that you bring to the position that they're going to love?
My relentless effort. You know, I might not be the biggest all the time. I might not be the fastest all the time, but I'm going to work relentlessly to get to that ball wherever it may be. And that's one thing I can say when they put on the film, they're going to see that I work relentlessly to get to the ball.
Nah, I mean, you seem, I mean, just talking to you, because we do a lot of shows. I mean, some guys come on, they're kind of ho-hum, you're kind of good. But it seems like there's an energy about you. I mean, do you bring that vibe? I mean, do you get that from people? I mean, just coming through the phone line, it sounds like, man, I you're ready to roll now. Is that fair to say?
Yes, sir, it is. And even a lot of my teammates that did interviews and stuff last year, that's one thing they can say. I always brought a positive energy, a positive attitude to the team. That's just the type of guy I am. No matter the situation, I'm going to always bring that positive attitude and always push and get through no matter what the situation is.
Definitely. And does anything go unnoticed? I mean, a little bit, I guess, limited tape of what you want to do. But, I mean, what are some of the things that these scouts do not know about Jalen Wilkerson that they can't see on tape? I mean, you could be a weight room warrior. I think you kind of touched on the team leadership. Maybe you're a film junkie. What are some of the quates? Or even defensively, maybe you couldn't showcase other skills just because of the defensive system, you had to play a certain role. What are some of the things that these guys need to know about that's going to help you out?
One thing that I can say that will really help me is I'm able to play all across the defensive line. I was able to play in the 4 technique. I was able to play in the 3 technique. And a lot of me, for me, is my versatility, being able to play all across the D-line. Like I say, still being able to play that offensive position, you know, being that I have a little film, as you said, I'm always currently watching film and always seeing how I can be better. I say how good I do on film, but I'm more critiquing and how I can be better each and every time I touch the field.
Definitely. Excellent stuff. Once again, Florida State defensive end, Jalen Wilkerson here on the C2P. You folks know the drill. If you miss any of these shows in their entirety, you simply type in the player's name, followed by Blog Talk Radio or iTunes, and then you're going to kind of get in touch with them and find out what they bring to the table and why they could be playing for your favorite NFL team in the not-too-distant future. Draft's right around the corner, training camp, and like I said, then we're off to the 2018 season. It's crazy to think about it, but it's quickly approaching. For you, and I'm not sure, I mean, are you still at Florida State, or are you off at a certain facility kind of preparing for pro day? Kind of how are you getting prepared for this next level?
I'm down in Jacksonville, Florida, training with Burt Sports Performance. Great athlete trainer. I mean, he's got my body in the best shape that I feel I've ever been in. Although even this past season, I was in great shape at Florida State, 295 and moving better than I ever moved before. You know, and I'm stronger than I ever been before. And I'm just excited about, you know, this pro day coming up and getting the opportunity to show these scouts, you know, why I would be a great pick for somebody's team. You know, I'm definitely going to be a steal for somebody in this year's draft.
I love it, man. I love the confidence. And, man, 295, you move so well. I mean, I guess, how much have you added a lot more weight, or did you kind of shred? You know, I know you guys all want to get out of that lazy fat and just add muscle. But, I mean, what was the change, I guess, once you got there?
I've cut down all that fat. You look at me now, you would definitely not think I was 295. You would tell me there was no way I was 295, but that comes from the great training and, you know, the great things I've been putting in my body, you know, the proper rest, you know, proper treatment and all that, you know, I've been provided here with Burt Sports Performance. And like I said, it's just been relentless work ethic every day in, day out. You know, not only have I been working tirelessly on the field, but mentally as well, and that's watching film, studying who I'm going to be competing against, and just get myself mentally ready just as well as physically.
Excellent stuff. And so it's fair to say, Jalen, that since you've been training down there, you've been taking the shirt off and eyeing yourself up a little bit more?
I definitely have.
Excellent. I love it. And for you, John Hernandez, Jay Bolin, they're kind of guys involved, representing you, helping you. I mean, how did you go out, you know that these two guys are just their, you know, their agencies and what they bring to the table are going to be dynamic for you moving forward?
Oh, man, they're a great agency. Like I said, I've built a great relationship with those guys. Those guys are very hands-on. You know, we have that open communication to where we communicate back and forth. They're very, very, very supportive of their players and do all that they can to be able to get their players and their guys in the best position, you know, not only for football, but to help them outside of football.
Yeah, they're great guys, and I've known them for a long time, and like I said, seeing their success grow. You know, some guys just have good eyes for talent. You know, some guys want to list and just kind of want to pick names off paper, but some guys actually watch games, and, you know, these guys kind of pay attention to the intertwinings of college football and what makes a guy tick. And for you, like I said, I'm excited to get you on. I'm excited to find out where you're going to land when this is all said and done. Do you get comparisons to anybody? I mean, again, we know we're going off, a year basically, but do your teammates, friends, family kind of say, hey, you know, Jalen, when we watch the NFL, this guy reminds us of you?
I don't get a lot of that class. I haven't really been, you know, talking back and forth lately. But I know I've heard some talk, you know, of a couple guys saying I have that compared to some other guys, but I'm not exactly sure who yet.
Nice. And then, I mean, pro day, do you need more time? Do you want to just wake up tomorrow and get after it? I mean, what's your mindset,
nah,
you know, going through that whole process?
Well, honestly, where I am now and, you know, the time that we put into my training, if it was tomorrow, I'd definitely be ready to dominate.
There you go. That's what you want to say, man. Always ready to go. Dang, I can't believe we were almost out of time. Jalen, though, before we let you go, we always like to wrap the show up with a couple off-the-wall, lighter-hearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you work Jimbo Fisher. He's no longer at Florida State, but he was your head coach. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Fisher, and would they have done it in front of him?
Yeah, one of my teammates that was formerly out to Keith Bryant, that was probably one of the funniest guys I've been around that can mark Coach Fisher like no other.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's awesome. Would he do it in front of him?
Yes, he would. He was that guy. He didn't like, I mean, but everybody knew he did it out of fun, out of care. But he was his second all the time.
I love it. How about this question? Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you?
I'm going to ask Kay Michelle to join me.
I love it. And how about this one? This is becoming kind of a popular thing with football guys. Your cleats, getting something sprayed on there in terms of, you know, an idea, a theme, maybe a scripture, a cause. You know, I mean, I hear Superman. I hear family names. I hear so many different things. But what would you want sprayed on your shoes?
Humble Beast.
Nice. I like it, man. Man, you're set, aren't you? You're mentally, you're prepared, aren't you? I mean, you're focused on this thing, huh?
I'm all in 100%, all the way across the board.
I know. I can feel it, man. I said you're going through the airways. I think everybody out there can feel it too, man. Jalen, pleasure talking with you. I can't wait to, you know, follow you through this process. If there's anything you guys ever need from us, let us know. We'll give the internet world a shout out for you. But again, man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
All right, thank you, and God bless you all as well.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the Florida State Seminoles. Jalen Wilkerson declared early, kind of shed some light on what this young man brings to the table. Man, you could just feel that energy this kid brings. I imagine these guys at Florida State had the love lining up next to him, you know, kind of getting in the door more of him. Simply Blog Talk, iTunes, his name. As always, we appreciate listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.